Hey y'all, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you. Oh my God, thank you. Do me a favor. I'm going to share. You share. And we're going to make some noise today. We're going to make some noise today. I'm going to share, you share, and we're going to make some noise today. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, Bev. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? You share, and I'm going to share, and we're going to make some noise today. Thank you. 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 Oof. Thank you. 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 Oh my God. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. 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 The coffee here, right? It is right. It is right. I never deal with allergy issues. And so yesterday I was out walking. Told y'all I get about 2.5 miles in a day. I'm going to increase it in a minute. And then I do some other stuff. But it felt like all the pollen, like I could feel it in my eyes and going up in my nose yesterday as the wind was blowing. But it's good. It's just irritated. So I'm like, okay, look. So anybody who knows me, when you tell me you love me, my response always is love you more. So one of my friends, I had lunch with, she gave me this. She said, I saw this immediately and I thought about you. And I said, thank you. So I'm starting out my day already with y'all. Love you more. Tell me something good in the chat. Tell me something good that happened for you this week. Tell me something good that God did. And I know he woke you up and I know he kept you. And I know that's a big deal. But tell me, Alexis, thank you. So this is like, so I've been color charting to figure out what my colors are with this hair color and with my skin color. And this is one of my colors on my color chart. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mary, like, it's the pollen so disrespectful right now that it don't even make sense. So thank you for that, Alexis. So this is one of my colors on my color chart. So I'm totally in love with it right now. This green, I don't know how I feel about chocolate brown yet, but chocolate brown is on there as well. So I've been paying it. Somebody said I lost. Oh, praise. Oh my God. Thank you for that. Come on, testimony. She said she lost 2 potential customers, but came back the next day and got 2 more. Thank you. 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 Woo! Come on. That's, come on. Tell me something good. Tell me something good God did for you this week. Woo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to work on it, Tiff. I'm going to try the brown. I don't think I own anything brown in my closet at all. So I'll find something brown this weekend. How about that? And we'll try it. I've tan, but not brown. Y'all, come on. Tell me something good this week. Come on. Come on. Tell me something good that happened this week. Ooh. Tiff said the calls won't stop coming. Come on. Come on. You're going to make me run. Come on. Somebody else tell me something good. The calls will not stop coming. I got a call from somebody who was supposed to have a court case. And he called me and he said, I said, how'd it go? And he's like, they can't find it. Like, they can't find the case. They can't find what was supposed to happen. I said, what do you mean? They said they have no record of it. And it was a traffic violation, but they were like, the record is nowhere to be found. They didn't even have me showing up in court. And I was like, Lord, I thank you. Like, come on. Oh, Bev said she got to spend time with her daughter this week. Come on, give me something else. Judah and I, so this is so funny, but Jordan says she got a referral for 3 potential new clients. Jordan, can I bless that out of my mouth? Lord, I thank you, Father God, that these are not potentials. Woo! I'm gone. Woo! These are not potentials that those will be clients. Kedra, woo, got two new clients booked. If you are local in Arkansas, Kedra is a traveling braider and that sister is bad. So I think you need to find her, follow her on social media and book her. She's the person who keeps Judah braided, who's getting ready to get braided, even though he doesn't want to. He get ready to get braided again. So we got connections on here, I promise. Tiff says since she did the fashion show in Northwest Arkansas, she has gotten orders and styling gigs. Jess, who have been believing God for a new job and needed a new job, because it was just the season, she accepted the new job and got the job that our heart desired in this moment. So we are so grateful for what God is doing. I told y'all three people this week that we prayed about jobs. I got jobs, got the job, like they got the job. So I'm so grateful of what God is doing. Judah and I get to travel. We're in state, but Judah and I get to travel. We've been off for a few weeks and I didn't know how much I enjoyed traveling with him for basketball. So we get to travel this weekend. So I'm excited to get back on the road for basketball. Excited to see him in his element. And I'm going to have to eat this up. I don't talk much about my kids' grades because I expect it. But he brought me his report card last week. And last night, before we transitioned, we got one potential grade we need to work on. But this boy had all A's, one B. And then I'm not going to put his business out there because it's his business. But he's got some potential in one particular class. But it also could be wrong because there's some grades in the system from January and he wasn't at this school in January. So I was so excited to see him academically back in position because before we left, I hear you, Lord. Before we left, Little Rock Christian, his grades were horrible. They just were. And God just has started dealing with me about how important environment is. So I'm telling you, environment is important to the vision. Woo! So you just don't go anywhere. You just don't accept anything. Environment is important to the vision. And so I'm grateful that we heard the Lord, listened to the Lord, and did what the Lord said. So I'm super excited about that. Thank you. The Chantress says she found a realtor who's going to help her sell her mom's house. So God, thank you for all the good things that you have done for us this week. Thank you for the doors that were open. Thank you, Father God, for the job opportunities. Thank you, Father God, for the blessing. Thank you, Father God, for, it's good. Teresa says she challenged herself to start a water aerobics and now is going twice a week. Let me tell y'all something. I'm a swimmer. Not like professionally, but I am a swimmer. And I will tell anyone, if exercise is hard for you, if you can get into water exercise, it will change your life. I am always my leanest when I am in the water, in the pool, working all my muscles. If you can get in, if you got somebody, and if you struggle with weight, I'm just going to be honest, perhaps your weight prevents how you exercise. You can get your butt in that water, it'll change your life. And if you are in Arkansas in the Little Rock area, you need to check out UAMS, especially if you have a disability. You can get access to their pool and use it for a small amount a month. So come on, y'all, share and invite someone in. We're gonna start. Come on. Yeah, environment is important to the vision. So we are just grateful for what God is doing. Yeah. Swimming is a total body workout, like a total body workout. I have pictures in my bathing suit, when I was swimming consistently. I was like, oh, okay. Let me get back to my swimmer's body. So I'm grateful that one of my sisters is moving to a pool because I'm going to suck her pool up all summer long. Right. So I'm just grateful for that. That's awesome. Teresa says she adopted four, I guess, older individuals about 2 years ago that she delivers food boxes for to the month, and they blessed her. Thank you. So thank you for that. So, Dieta, did you get the scholarship? That's what I'm. Thank you. Rosalind says she had an MRI done yesterday and got through it without any problems. She usually has claustrophobic issues, but she didn't. That is so powerful. Thank you. Thank you for that. And then we thank you, Lord God, that Rosalind has a good report. Ooh, that she has a good report. So we thank you, Lord God, for Rosalind having a good report, a good report. Thank you for the good report. Thank you, Father God, for your hand being seen in our lives. I need to look up something real quick because this scripture keeps coming to me. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for this. I thank you, Father. I thank you for. Oh, okay. I hear you. Oh, come on. Come on. Ooh. Come on, y'all ready? Y'all got y'all notes. Ooh. Cass says she had an extra day off on her birthday weekend. That is awesome. Happy birthday to all of y'all. Congratulations on the extra day off. So I'm going to, thank you, Lord. You something else. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. Thank you. So I want to give you this scripture, and then I'm going to tell you what this means biblically, and then you're going to take it and woo. And you're gonna go there with it. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you. So we're gonna go to Isaiah 54:2. Oh my God. Oh, she got the scholarship to help her towards tuition. Lord God, we thank you for the scholarship Dieta got to help her towards her tuition. Thank you, Father God. I want you to carry something with you this weekend, and we're gonna close out in context in the scripture in Isaiah 54:2. I just kept hearing the Lord say this morning, pitch your tent, right? And I needed to know what pitching your tent means biblically. Woo, my God. And so I just kept hearing the Lord. I kept hearing him say, pitch your tent. And I'm like, okay, you have to tell me what this means, right? And as I was studying, pitching your tent means that I'm establishing presence. Woo, in a particular place. Amongst a particular people. My God. So I'm like, okay, God, you're going to give me some scripture. You're going to have to give me some scripture to back this up, right? And so Isaiah 54:2, it says, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Woo! Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. And your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in cities. Ooh, come on. Acts 2:25 and 28. In the 26th verse, he says, I'm glad from the inside out, ecstatic. I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. And so the spiritual meaning of tent has to do a lot with the condition of where we are. And so, and this morning, I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you mean when I pitch my tent? It's a covering, it's atonement, it's an anointing. Lot pitched his tent. And the Lord was showing me this morning that Abraham pitched his tents in the land of Canaan. And so this is the place that we establish so that God can dwell with us. Come on, God, bring this thing. Moses pitched a tent outside the camp, right? He set up a tent, a space, a place, the place, I hear you, Lord, the place of covering, the place of atonement, where he could meet God. Come on, y'all. So God is saying here, enlarge the side of your tent. Let your tent curtains be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your ropes and drive in your pegs deep, for you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will dispossess the nations and inhabit in the desolate cities. And do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. You will not be humiliated, for you will not be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame for your youth, and you will no longer remember the disgrace of your widowhood. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I need to know what this means for us. What are you saying to us this morning? Woo! I can't even get this out. It's just overwhelming me. When we pitch our tent, we're establishing God's presence. Woo! When you settle in what God said, you are establishing God's presence. Woo! When you take up space where God has told you, that's it, I hear you, Lord. When you take up space, okay, yes, sir. When you take up space where God is telling you to take up space, come on, y'all. My God. Because remember, you are a conduit. I hear you, Lord. You are a carrier. When I take up space, I'm establishing God's presence. Like, I know this sounds strange, because you're like, no, God establishes. You're establishing God's presence in the place that you're supposed to be. Woo! So whatever he has called you to do in this moment, so how God was dealing with me this morning, don't be scrambling, worrying about the next thing. Pitch your tent and take up space. Woo! Come on. Pitch your tent and take up space. God was showing me this morning. He was like, Abraham had a journey before the final destination. And sometimes, remember I said the other day, what if God changed the plans? Sometimes we and our human nature, I hear you, Lord, we get so settled on a particular destination that we won't properly pitch in the place that God has called us to be. And if we don't feel like this is the final outcome, then we won't properly take up space. Woo! My God. And the next decision of where you're going is not on you. It's on God, right? And so God was showing me, like, when he called Abram out, right? Before he just was showing me this morning. He went here, 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 he went here. Right. But every place he had gone, he would build like a memorial or a stone. He would pitch tent. He would establish presence. Come on. He would establish presence in the place that he was in. Right. Not worrying about the next, because the move, the circumstance, the situation, the building up of where you're going has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with God. So when we pitch the tent, we're establishing the presence of God. And that means when I show up, I take up space. Alexa said, I just realized, when I show up, I take up space. When I show up, yeah. So let me tell you something. It is, I'm gonna use Rochelle. Rochelle, it is never early. It's never early. It's never early. I learned that in biology because there are people who try to get pregnant all the time and can't. It's never early. It's right on time. When I had my first son at 18, when I had my first son, second son at 24, and I was not married, it's never early. It is right on time. And they both have established purpose in this earth. Man, it's so deep this morning. Come on, Julia, where the spirit of the Lord dwells, wherever we are, we are supposed to pitch the tent and make our presence known. When I show up, I am to take up space. Now, can I show you something real quick? The adversary pretends, remember, he's like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. And I think this is what has disheveled us or knocked us around when we don't understand the journey that God has us on. I was watching something earlier and the man was saying, I used to ask God why, but I stopped asking him why because I realized that all things were working together for my good. We spend so much time focused on the end destination that we don't realize how important the journey is. Speak to me, Holy Spirit. Lord, only allow me to speak your word today. And so when I pitch tent, I'm establishing the presence of God wherever I go. Life is a journey. It is not a destination. Our final destination is what? What's your final destination? You better know this, or you're going to be trapped in a cycle of misunderstanding for a long time. Where is your final destination? This is not our home. Your final destination is heaven. So if you are looking for an end point, come on, y'all, that's scripture, that's Bible. If you are looking for an end point here on the earth, you may be full of disappointment. Because often what's happening is we're looking for contentment. And we don't realize that contentment is found in God. My final destination is to end in heaven, period. That's it. That's where my final, I'm a believer, I'm saved, and my final destination is I end in heaven. If you are looking for full contentment, I need to tell you something. You are never going to find it here on earth. You will always have some measure of dissatisfaction because total fulfillment will not be felt until we hit kingdom, the kingdom of heaven inside it. After our earthly bodies are gone, while we're here on earth, we are ambassadors. You are here for a purpose. Jesus gave a scripture saying, occupying till we come. Woo! What happens often when the adversary has presented opposition? I'm finna run. What happens when the adversary presents opposition is usually what happens is while we're in the environment, we forget to take up. Lord, what do you have me to do today? Not tomorrow. Lord, what your presence, if you go, your presence is with me. What will you have me to do today, not tomorrow? How do I take up space today? How do I bring your presence in today? How do I move with your presence today? If I am pitching tent, I need to establish presence. Woo! And I am an ambassador for your kingdom. So let me say this to you. You can't. Oh, my lips cute. You can't afford to shrink back. Because your presence is needed. So you got to pitch your tent. You got to enlarge the side of your tent. Let your curtains be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your rows. Drive your pegs in deep. So that you can possess the land. And in the journey, this may happen multiple times along the way. Woo! What if you somewhere only 2 years? What if you only on the job 2 years? What if you only in the city 2 years? You gonna worry about the amount of time you there? Are you gonna pitch your tent and make impact in the current situation? Woo! What if you are about to move? Is your presence still gonna be known before you leave? Is your faith gonna be demonstrated? Yeah, make those 2 years count. Crystal, drive your pegs in intentionally until the next set of instructions come. What if they're you there for a moment? What if you're there for a season? Yeah, come on, Jess. You're still in purpose in the in-between. Jess said, her dad said, my dad says you'll start all the way over at least 4 times in your lifetime, so don't get comfortable. Woo! But when we are conditioned by systems, woo! What if you a traveling evangelist? What if you have apostolic nature on you? You build and then go. I'm finna go. You build and then go. What if your nature is apostolic? You build and then go. What if what you got to spread, and I ain't talking about just the gospel. What if what you got to spread, my God, I'm finna run. What if what you got to spread, woo! My God, but if you're looking for the final destination and you're looking for contentment, what if you got to build in a hard place? Woo! Come on. This is a journey. This is a journey. What if you don't finish out at that company? Ooh! What if you gotta go? What if you gotta leave in 2 years? My God. What if the plan was what if that was never the plan? My God. Come on. What you gonna do in the in-between? You gonna murmur and complain about where you at? Or are you going to pitch your tent and take up presence until the next set of instructions come? Woo! What are you going to do with the right now? What are you going to do with just the today? Are you going to pitch your tent? You establish presence? And here God is saying to us, enlarge the side of your tent. Think bigger. Go for it. Well, it doesn't matter. You're on a journey right now. Your final destination is heaven. And if you ever get that in your head that I'm on a journey right now, guess what you're going to start doing? Enjoying the journey. Woo! And you're going to make yourself enjoy the journey because the lack of contentment you have is the desire for things external from God to fulfill it. I'm probably going to talk about this a little bit more on the prayer call with the ladies tomorrow. But when God started teaching me that marriage was never meant to fulfill me, it changed my desire for marriage. Not to have it. I know I'm a wife. That's a call on my life. Like I enjoy it. Like I am so ready to be married and serve my husband. Oh my God, and to serve him. Like that is one of my heart's desires, to make sure he's successful, to be his helpmeet, to fill in the gaps. And because we are in such a modern society that doesn't talk to us about that anymore, many of us don't have that aspiration. We don't know the purpose for marriage. I know I'm a gap filler in his life. I know I'm there. Well, what about my vision? I've been living it. Can I tell y'all something? I know coffee and conversations is my assignment. It's not going away unless God says something different. And I don't even know why I need to share this, but it is coming out full throttle and I'm going to give it because it may help someone in the meantime. Especially in a society that women's liberation has kind of perverted the importance of a wife. My God. When I gained perspective, my role in his life, when I gained perspective, my role in his life, then I understood there is purpose to marriage. I am designed to be his helpmate. I don't know why we've switched, Lord, but I hear you. But perhaps someone needs to learn how to pitch their tent, establish presence in their marriage. Woo! Perhaps somebody needs to learn how to establish presence in their marriage. Perhaps they haven't established presence in their marriage yet. Woo, that's so deep. Because they've been mishandling marriage according to misinformation that they gave. So perhaps they haven't established presence in the marriage because they have been mishandled. When Adam, go back to Genesis. Woo! Come on, y'all. We're going to go right with what God give us. Perhaps you haven't showed up in your marriage because you feel like you're going to lose. Perhaps you haven't showed up in your marriage because you feel like, my God. He says, then God said, let us make a man in our image according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock, the whole earth. And perhaps in your singleness, this word will do a new thing in your heart so that vulnerability can set in and you can get prepared. Woo! You get prepared. That's okay, Mary, he gonna redeem that. You can get prepared for what's next, right? He said, so God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. For my fellows that are watching, perhaps your aspirations for your wife will change after I give you this. Because there's a lack of establishing of presence in marriage. And unfortunately, systems have taken away this desire. And I'm just going to talk about women because I'm a woman. I can't talk about man. And there has been a destruction. There's just a destruction of marriage. And he created the male and female. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, right? When God was creating man and he said to Adam, he created Adam. He said, look, now go do what you're supposed to do, right? He said, go do what you're supposed to do. He formed man out of dust from the ground, breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, and the man became a living being. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he placed the man he had formed. Then the Lord God caused to grow out of the ground every tree pleasing in appearance and good for food, including the tree of life in the middle of the garden, as well as the tree of evil. A river went down, the name of the Pison, da, 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 da. Then the Lord God took the man, placed him in the garden. So the Lord God took the man and gave him purpose. Woo! I'm finna go. The Lord God took the man and gave him purpose. So first the man gets purpose. So let me tell you something about Josiah and Judah Johnson. My sons have said to me, and I want to say this in a way that, and so they've asked for their wives. They ask about their wives very early. My sons watched me love and care for their father at a level that probably most people didn't understand was possible. I'm just being honest, but it wasn't me. It was the Lord. So their aspiration for a wife looks different. So very young, Judah and Josiah would ask me, when am I going to get my wife? And the last time we had this conversation, I said to them, when you have purpose and there is something for her to help. Because the way that God designed this, she is assigned not to take over your purpose, not to take over your purpose, not to run you, not to manage you. She is designed the way God gave you this. She is designed for you. God formed a place for them to inhabit, a place for them to pitch their tent. And then after he formed the place, he assigned Adam. He gave Adam purpose. He told Adam, this is what you need to do next. And then as Adam was working and naming and doing all these things, he recognized. Woo! He said, look, he don't need to be alone. He can't do this by himself. He said, so I need you to hear this. He said, I'm going to make him a helper that corresponds to him. See, I'm finna go. I gotta go. He said, I'm gonna make him a helper that corresponds to him. That's what this scripture means. He says, not good for man to be alone. I'm gonna make him a helper that corresponds to him. Ah! As a woman, as a wife, you were created to correspond to him. Yeah, come on, let me help y'all just a second. So maybe you're going to start pitching your tent in your marriage. I don't know. It's deep for me. Woo! My God, you were designed to correspond to him. Woo! Lord, help us this morning. And even if some of y'all on here and talking about I ain't get it right, good. Guess what? You're getting ready to get it right the next time. Don't tell me about what you didn't get right. You're going to get it right the next time. You're going to get it right the next time. If you ain't get it right, don't be over there beating yourself up. You're going to get it right the next time. You were created to correspond to him. Woo! My God, you better put that in your notes. We finna walk heavy for a second. Correspond means I was created close in similarity to him, but I was created to agree with him. And I was created to match him. I was created to agree with him. And I was created to match him. Woo! Can I tell y'all something? That we make mistakes all the time. Usually you will have what your husband is lacking. Because your parts will make a whole. Usually you will have what your husband is lacking because your parts will make a whole. Because your parts will make a whole. Listen, usually you will have what your husband is lacking, because your parts, look at my hands, will make a whole. You were created to correspond to him. Woo! You were created to co-labor with him. Woo! My God. So, it's my understanding that God created man, formed him in his image, formed him in dust, set him in the place, him in the place, him in the place, not her, set him in the place of where they were supposed to work. Woo! Boom, set him there. He's working. And then says, he can't do this by himself. So I'm gonna make him a helper that is created to correspond to him. Woo! To match him. My God. To communicate with him. Come on, y'all. Woo! To be equivalent in character, and in function. To be equivalent in character and in function. So the Lord caused a deep sleep to come over man, and he slept. God took one of his ribs, closed the flesh up, and God made the rib. And he had taken from man into woman and brought her to the man. And man said, this one at last. He said, this one at last. See, he had the fish and the trees and the animals. He had dominion over all that. God had already given him dominion over all that. But he was not created to correspond with an animal. Woo! He was not created to correspond. No, Ebony, not to raise, not to control, but to correspond. He was not created to correspond with an animal. Woo! He was not. This is what man says. He says, woo! So she's no less valued than him. She's not less valuable than him. Woo! My God. Can I tell you this? Will you roll with me on this? And you'll understand how important your prayer life is as a wife. If we use the term helper or helpmate, then corresponding to him means she is as uniquely powerful as the Holy Spirit is. Woo! See, the Holy Spirit doesn't get enough recognition. I learned that from Tony Evans. Not here to fix, not to heal, not to whatever. She's here to correspond. Well, I will downplay the significance of my help. The Holy Spirit as intercessor, the Holy Spirit as advocate, the one that advocates, the one that champions him along. Come on, the Holy Spirit is intercessor. Come on, the Holy Spirit is helper. He's just not a maid, not subservient. And submission only means to yield. I want to tell y'all something. One time, my late husband had made a decision. We were moving to Texas. And I tell this story all the time because it was so important. It was the part of my journey that I learned to surrender. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't hear it. I couldn't hear God. I couldn't hear God on all of this. I couldn't hear him. I didn't. And I hear the Lord. I couldn't hear God on all of this. I didn't know God on all of this. I'll just be honest. And what he was saying to me was not settled in my spirit, but honor was. Honor, because I was created to correspond to him. And even though what he was saying to me felt so foreign, what I said was, okay, if you are adamant in saying that the Lord is telling you that we need to move to Texas, I'll get ready. I resigned or went part-time on my job. We packed the house up in faith because that's what he wanted to do. And we got ready to make a move. I'm just being honest. And no door would open. And the Lord told me, he said, keep your mouth closed. Now, mind you, my income was the highest income in the house. But for the 6 months, thank you. Let me be accurate. For the two semesters, so a full year, thank you. For the 12 months that we lived like this, in a state that he would call faith, the Lord always provided. How, I don't know, but he did. When we got to the end of the thing, his liver had gone into failure. And I said to him, I said, hey, because we weren't going to move with the liver and failure. I said, hey, do you mind? It looks like we're not going to be able to make this move. I didn't berate him. I didn't belittle him. I I didn't chop that thing up. I didn't tell him, look, this failed. I said, hey, looks like we're not going to be moved. Are you okay with me asking for my job back? And are you okay with me unpacking the house? Even though we had packed this house, and he's not going to even be able to help me unpack the house. And he looks at me and he says, yes. So I begin to unpack the house. I send an email to my boss. He immediately gives me my job back. I am restored to whatever I thought lost. And in my prayer time, the Lord said to me, because you chose honor over being right, I will always make sure y'all are taken care of. I was created to correspond to him, not to convince. I was created to correspond. So perhaps the Lord is saying to us this morning, in terms of relationship, pitch your tent. Become present. Make the move. Do whatever it is he's asking you to do. Because you're not going to be put to shame, Lakeisha. You're not going to be put to shame, Angela. You're not going to be put to shame, Cheryl. Not going to be put to shame, Mary. Not going to ever be put to shame when you are obeying and honoring and doing what God asks you to do. You were created to correspond to him. I know this ain't modern day teaching. I know your feminism, and I'm all about girl power. Everybody around me will tell you that. Blow up, blow your business up. But there is something that has to be restored and reset in kingdom. If we are going to see the success of what God intended for marriage and our family. And it is not my responsibility to change him. And I'm talking about all our hymns. It is my responsibility to live in kingdom truth as a woman of God, regardless if he understands or not. Woo! So ladies, if you're looking for him, and it's okay if you look too, he who findeth the wife findeth the good thing. Correct. He will find you. But there must be a proper presentation for you to be found. Because you were created to correspond with him. When Ruth laid at Boaz's feet, Naomi said, put on your best dress. Ah! Girl, you need to smell good. Ah! She said, baby, put on your best dress. You need to smell good. And then she said, get up, go lay down at his feet and let him know you available. Get up, go lay down at his feet and let him know you're available. He might not think you available. He might not know you available. He may not know you interested. He may not have understanding. See, people will go, you single now? Why? What gives you the authority to teach? Because I completed till death do you part. I do. I understand it now. I didn't understand. I was always hesitant to teach some things in marriage. And the Lord said, but you got keys. You completed a full assignment. You fully completed the assignment when you did till death do you part. So you have some keys that women need from you. You got some keys, boo. You got some keys. There are even things that you learned after he left. You got some keys that you need a hand that's going to help somebody else unlock a door. My son said something to me, and then I'm going to get off here, my 31-year-old. I was like, oh, our marriage wasn't perfect. He said, Mother, no relationship was ever meant to be imperfect. But what I loved about you and Dad's imperfect ways was love was always on display. And what I saw y'all do is life together. And what I saw you do was consider who Dad was. When my husband left this earth, he was ready to go. Even though people are like, oh, he died from the complications of sickle cell. No, Jermaine Johnson left the earth because he told me he was done. He's like, I'm done, ready to go. Are you good with it? I said, yes, sir. Ebony said, I confirm, put yourself together before you leave this house. Yeah, a proper presentation. Men are sight stimulated. Care what y'all say. And play with it if you want to. They are. Men are sight stimulated. God designed them this way to look upon. Woo! Give them something to look upon. Y'all, give them something to look upon. And because you settled and satisfied with it, man, I'll teach you some things. Men are sight stimulated. Give them something to look upon. Some of y'all frustrated, but you ain't gave them nothing to look upon. Don't nobody notice me. Mm-hmm. Give them something to look upon. I'm going to tell you something my great-grandmother told me. This is so funny, and then we out of here. Mama Carrie. Woo, you had to know Carrie Ellison, Carrie Robinson Ellison, to know her. She chewed tobacco, was amazing, and talked trash. I was single. I walked in the house, and I thought I was being holy in this long red dress. Because I was just in a transition of trying to figure myself out. And I walked in, and I had this long dress on, and she saw me. She said, hey. She's like, oh, you look, your hair pretty, you look pretty. She said, but you ain't never finna get a man in that dress that long. And the dress was like to my ankle. She said, you need to raise that dress up just a little bit. And let them see you got some legs. I'll never forget that. She said, but that dress too long. Because you single, right? You single. That's how she did me. You single, right? I said, yes, ma'am. You better bring that dress up a little bit. You better bring that dress up a little bit. I got rid of that dress too. Put that dress up. Come on, y'all. Oh, this was good to me. Put that dress. Bring that dress up. That long. And it's not men that men are shallow. Y'all be running around here calling men shallow. It's not that they're shallow. God designed them a particular way. Y'all, come on. Get a little hand. That's what I feel. Woo! It's so good today. So practice being present in the position that you're in. Woo! Because what comes with you is God's presence. Come on, y'all. That's what I hear the Lord saying. Take up space. Practice being present in the position you're in. Oof. Thank you. Father God, I thank you that we will not settle in systems that confuse us to your process. Lord, we repent from seeing life any other way. Teach us how to pitch our tents, to practice presence, to bring your presence into our relationships at work, at church, the roles, the places you've assigned us. Teach us how to pitch our tents. Teach us how to be wide open, to be transparent, to be vulnerable. Woo! Teach us how to walk in your ways that are outside the ways that have been even exemplified before us. Lord, let us be more vulnerable according to your word. Do a new thing in our heart. Do a new thing in us. Woo! In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's get our confessions in real quick. The Holy Spirit been something else this week. Listen, the Lord places it on your heart to sow into this week, to give to the ministry. LMJMinistries.org has all the places and ways to give. Father God, I thank you. For the double that rests on my life, that will rest on their life. Thank you, Father God, for giving seed to the sower. Thank you, Father God, for blessing their finances. Thank you, Father God. Oh, okay, yes, sir. I decree increase on their lives, multiplication and increase like never before. My God, thank you, Father God, for the lessons that have been taught to us this week that we can apply to our lives liberally. The word is supposed to be active in your life. You're not supposed to have information, then revelation, revelation, then manifestation. You get the information, then it needs to become revelation. Once it's revealed and you have understanding, then it manifests and you can walk into it in your life. Come on. I'm claiming it. I'm announcing it. All things new. I'm completely made over. My mindset is new. My future is calling. I may bend, but I won't break. I know my purpose. I have so much clarity. I'm secure in God's love. The love of God determines I win. Christ died for what I couldn't overcome. My victory is in God's hand. I walk differently. I talk differently. I have insight, clarity, and wisdom for decision making. I am bold in the things of God. Jesus makes all things new. My past doesn't determine my purpose. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. I see myself successful. I see myself prosperous. I live in total victory. God fights for me. My spiritual sight is 20/20. Doors are opening for me. I discern the time. Everything I put my hands to prospers. God is for me. No weapon formed against me will work. Joy is my portion. Peace is my portion. Love is my portion. I'm living my best life. My tongue creates life for me. I have self-control. I can wait patiently. Grace abounds towards me. I'm not moved by what I see. We will have these for y'all next week because several people have asked me for these. We'll have them ready for y'all next week. I'm not moved by what I see. Angels go do my bidding in Jesus' name. My name is spoken in places it needs to be. The Holy Spirit advocates for me. My life reflects the kingdom of heaven. I have authority over principalities and rulers of darkness because Jesus conquered those things. I win. My future is bright. I'm well loved and respected. I lean into the wisdom of God. I trust God with all my heart. I'm kind and gentle. I am meek. I keep the peace. I have a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. I win. I win. I win. And I live in the shalom of God. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Father God, I thank you. My God, that even this morning on today, as we seek the kingdom, we know you got our needs. We know you got our needs. You're going to take care of the house. You're going to take care of the mortgage. You're going to pay the rent. You're going to put the groceries in here. You're going to make sure we clothe. We ain't even going to talk to you about that. But Lord, I thank you as you shift us into position. I'm asking you, your servant, give them some of the things that they desire as well. Woo! Meet them in their desires today. Meet them above the need. Woo! Do miracles all day long. Meet them above the need. Give them some of their heart's desires today. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Y'all share this video. Like put this, just keep sharing it. Keep dropping it in groups. God is trying to restore the kingdom that is here on earth. There are some missing pieces. And the foundation of it is love. And many of us have been brought up to think a certain way. And God is trying to reset and restore our mindset so that we can be proper kingdom citizens carrying the presence of God. You are a glory carrier, carrying the presence of God everywhere we go. Woo! So your mind got to be renewed to the kingdom way. I love y'all. I'll see y'all back next week. Ladies, see you in the morning on the prayer call. Love you. Love, peace, and blessings. Woo, thank you. 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 Thank you.